Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I wanted to talk to you about what I was looking at yesterday, and it's a pattern. It's definitely a pattern. I was listening to a report about some people who have been affected by unruly and unsupervised children, and possibly even young adults, who were throwing bricks, concrete, and rocks from the overpass. And the gentleman who was affected most recently was knocked unconscious. His car went across several lanes of traffic, and it ended up hitting, I think, the HOV lane, or stopping an HOV lane. But the issue for me is the amount of trauma that this behavior has caused, you know? And my first thought is that it's childish, and that's probably why it's children that are doing it. But beyond it being childish, the danger and the severity of the choices some children and young adults are making. And that's more what my concern is today, because it's not just them making the choice to throw debris into a pathway and risk someone's life. It's them being willing to risk their freedom in order to behave like this. In addition, last week I saw where a police officer had got out of his car to investigate some shooting somewhere, and he got out on his own to rush to help these people without backup, because he felt a duty. And before he could make it there, or perhaps on his way back, I apologize for not knowing it all fully, he was attacked by some young children. Again, they look like teenagers. Young adults is what I'm going to call them. And so, you know, I'm looking at that. I'm looking at some of the cases where they are robbing stores and assaulting store owners, almost as if they feel like they have a right to be disruptive, angry, maladaptive people. And no matter what we go through, we don't have the right to do that. And what I believe is happening is that these children are not being directly supervised. Some of it could be related to peer pressure, and being caught up in the moment and acting out of normal character. But I also believe there's an element in here of people who have just been given the freedom to go throughout their day without being accountable to their parents, older siblings, neighbor, or grandparents. And so we have to be in our children's lives in a deeper way. And I'm not saying that anyone who's listening currently is responsible for what's going on, or that their children are responsible. But I think we as a community can actually enact the change by making it known that we're watching, you know, and by asking a friend, hey, are you going to be home, or if you're at work, do you want me to look out for your children? You know, letting the kids know that, hey, you know, someone is close by, there's a home where there's an adult, you know, and, you know, just making our presence more known, because there's no reason for people to be, you know, deathly injured by anyone, let alone children who are young enough to where their whole life in front of them. They don't need a criminal record. They don't need the trauma that will ensue if they actually cause someone to be hurt, maimed, or killed. And children have a tendency to think in instant gratification, so they're not looking deeper at the long-term effect or the potential harm that their behavior can be causing. And a lot of these things are perpetuated and highlighted on these video shows, TikTok, YouTube, other things like that, and it makes it look enticing to other children who might not even be directly affected by other people telling them to do these things, but they want to try it. They want to see. And we know that copycat situations are dangerous and deadly. So I'm just going to ask you if you are aware of anyone's children who do not have that supervision, and you have a relationship with their parent, grandparent, aunt, uncle, somebody, just to ask if you can help in some way. You know, make your home, your yard, your basketball court, whatever the situation is, make it open so that we can get these children off the street. We can give them some needed guidance, some direction, and let them know that the people are there who care. Because we have to stop what we're seeing. And so while this is not normally something I talk about on the show, I do think it's something that we need to open the communication up on. Because a lot of children are just feeling like they are not being cared for. And like they don't have a big future coming anyway. And therefore they don't have the dreams that maybe you or I had that helped us stay on the straight and narrow. So please give it a thought. See what you can do. Maybe you can volunteer. Maybe you can make sure that the Boys and Girls Club is open back up. Maybe we could send some snacks over there, or some board games, or some things that our children might have used, some books that aren't being utilized in our home. Something so that these kids know that we see them and we care for them. If you have ideas of things that might work, drop us a comment and let us know. We are pulling for you, your children, your community, and we are here to just bring love and support you in any way we can. And in that, we still need to have these conversations. All right? So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Do what you can to make a difference. Let your goodness shine. Be well. Till we speak again. Goodbye.